请大家仍然打开马太福音十三章。
We ask everyone to again turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13.
我哋要喺嗰处嚟睇好多节圣经啦。
There will be many Bible passages we'll be reading from there.
我们首先看的是在我们以前已经多次读过的。
The first passage we'll be reading is one that we have read before.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来把所杀在他心里的夺了去。
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away.
24节。
Verse 24.
耶稣又设个比喻对他们说：天国好像人撒好种在田里。
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
好啦，而家我哋开手翻去由创世纪第一章开始。
Now let's turn back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1.
又系我哋好熟嘅经文。
This is also a Bible passage we're very familiar with, or a Bible passage we often mention. Let us first begin with verse 26.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式做人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象做人，乃是照着他的形象做男做女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And God said, Let us make man in our image after our likeness.And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
第二章
Chapter 2,
十九节
Verse 19.
耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各种各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人就怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
以赛亚书旧约的。
In the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我们由第二节开始看。
We'll start reading from verse 2.
到那日，耶和华发生的苗必华美尊荣，地的出产必为以色列逃脱的人显为荣华茂盛。
In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel.
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵将锡安女子的污秽洗去。又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除净，那时盛在锡安 留在耶路撒冷的，就是一切住耶路撒冷在生命册上记名的，必称为圣。
And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
耶和华也必在锡安山并各会众以上，使白日有烟云，黑夜有火焰的光，因为在全荣耀之上必有遮蔽，必有停止，白日可以得任避暑，也可以作为藏身之处，躲避狂风暴雨。
And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a covert from storm and from rain. Chapter
11,
starting with verse 6.
11章第6節開首。
Chapter 1, 11, verse 6。
豺狼必與綿羊羔同居，豹子與山羊羔同卧，少壯獅子與牛犊並肥畜同群，小孩子要牽引他們，牛必與熊同食，牛犊必與小熊同卧，獅子必吃草與牛一樣，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毀蛇的洞口，斷奶的嬰兒必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我聖山的偏處，這一切都不傷人，不害物，因為認識耶和華的知識要充滿全遍地，好像水充滿洋海一般。
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, the young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the fatling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
最后我们看以赛亚书的65章。
And then Isaiah chapter 65,
17到25节。
Verses 17 through 25,
65章17节开始。
Starting with verse 17, chapter 65,
看啊，我做新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。你们当因我所做的永远欢喜快乐，因我做耶路撒冷为人所喜，做其中的居民为人所乐。我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐，其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀号的声音，其中必没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有受数不满的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。他们要建造房屋，自己居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。他们建造的别人不得住，他们栽种的别人不得吃。因为我民的日子必像树木的日子，我选民亲手劳力得来的必长久享用。他们必不徒然劳碌，所生产的也不遭灾害，因为都是蒙耶和华赐福的后裔，他们的子孙也是如此。他们尚未求告，我就应允，正说话的时候我就垂听。豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样，尘土必作蛇的食物，在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，这是耶和华说的。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But ye, be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die an 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, saith the Lord. We'll also turn to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
Verses
18-21.
但神曾藉众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样应验了。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。在这样那安舒的日子，就必从主面前来到。主又必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来，藉着众先知的口所说的。
But those things which God before hath shown by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, and your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
最后尾我们看启示录第十一章。
Lastly, we'll read Revelation chapter 11.
我们又看看十五节。
And we'll look at verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reigneth forever and ever.
虽然隔咗成个月
，And even though it has been a month.
相信弟兄姊妹对国度的印象仍然是会有些留低。
I believe that brothers and sisters still do have some remaining impressions about the message of the kingdom.
当我们的主在地上的时候
,When our Lord was on earth,
首先是约翰施浸的约翰去宣告说天国近。
First, it was John the Baptist who proclaimed that the kingdoms of the heavens are near.
然后是主自己亦亲自的宣告说天国近了。
And then our Lord himself proclaimed that the kingdom of heavens is near.
但是后来天国这件事情就静了下来。
Then after that, it seems like the message of the kingdom has been silenced.
究竟天国去了哪里呢？
In fact, where did the kingdom of the heavens go?
为什么不继续显明在这个地上呢？
Why is it no longer manifest on earth?
当然中间有很多的经过。
Of course, there are many things that have processed between that.
这一切都是在主的预先宣告的那个内容的里面。
And these are all in the things that our Lord have already proclaimed beforehand.
所以主就在那里去向我们说明。
So then our Lord tells us,
天国并没有停止了。
The kingdom of the heavens did not cease.
不过它显出来的那个形式呢，就从明显的是转入了隐藏。
Yet the form and how the kingdom of the heaven is manifested has changed from being evident to a state where it is hidden.
这个过程也都是在神原来的计划的 安排嘅里面。
Even this process itself also is in the original plan of God.
啊，神藉着起初嘅天国嘅宣告。
God according to His first proclamation of the kingdom of the heavens.
佢显明经过咗两三千年嘅律法嘅管理，人仲系冇办法去答应神嘅要求。
Has been manifested through 2,000-3,000 years by the law, yet man has not yet answered, responded to the requirement of God.
啊，让人嘅天然嘅嗰个本相咧，显露咗出嚟。
It really even more so exposes the nature of man.
啊，如果呢个咁嘅天然嘅本相系继续喺嗰处去寻找神嘅国度嘅显明嘅话呢
？And if we were continue to use by nature the natural ability to seek after the manifestation of God's kingdom，
有一个结论系已经好清楚嘅摆出嚟。
Then there would be a very clear result that is already placed forth，
就系话永远都冇条件。
That is that it will forever be not qualified，
永远都冇可能。
It will forever be impossible。
如果是这样的话，
If that is the case，
啊，被造的人在地上面，他们的前途是绝望的。
Then the created man while on earth, their future is hopeless。
是没路再继续行走。
There is no way for them to go ahead。
但感谢神。
But thank God。
神自己的计划的执行是有他自己的阶段性。
The execution of God's own plan has its own stages.
他藉着律法让人去认识自己的本相之后，
By the law, God allowed for man to understand their own nature.
神就开口用恩典来打开那个天国的门。
Then God uses His grace to open the door to the kingdom of heaven.
因此我们的主就叫我们看到天国是要进入一个隐藏的阶段。
Therefore, the Lord shows us now the kingdom must enter the stage of being hidden.
这个隐藏不是说将它封闭了。
The stage of being hidden is not to close it off.
而是说它是在一个隐藏的形式的底下去继续的进行。
But merely it is moving forward, but in the stage of being hidden.
这个继续的进行的隐藏的形式，那是今天我们所直接指出来就是说
Now the form of the present stage that is hidden, it is, plainly speaking, the church.
在教会的产生和教会的建造的过程。
As how the church is born and how the church is being built.
我们很喜年看见我们的主做工的方法从律法转向恩典。
Apparently we see on the one hand that God's way of working has shifted from the law into grace.
从人自己的所作转过去属实。神自己的生命
from man's own doing to shift to God's own life，
不再是凭藉人的手所作的去成就天国的实际。
No longer is it through man's ability to by the working of his hand to enter into the reality of the kingdom of the heavens，
而是依据神儿子的生命来显明天国的那个完成。
But it is solely based on the manifestation of the life of the Son of God into the completion of the kingdom of the heavens.
这个是大体上面我们所曾经看过的关乎天国的事。
Overall, this is in general what we have already shared concerning the matters of the kingdom of the heavens.
我们今天继续要在天国的这个主题的底下是更宽广一点的来去寻求更多的认识。
Now, under the theme of the kingdom of the heavens, we have to seek a little deeper and broader to have our knowledge expanded.
咁天国，既然神系转换咗，用一个生命嘅恩典嘅方法嚟去显明。
Now, since we say God is to manifest the kingdom of the heavens through another way, which is through the grace of life.
咁我哋能够进入天国。有什么条件?
Then what is our qualification for us to be able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens?
本来这个不应该是被提出来的问题。
This actually should not even be a question that is raised.
因为既然看到说从前神是要求人要负那个进入天国的责任。
Because if we say before God has man bear the responsibility in order to enter the kingdom,
你要做好，你就可以活在神的面前。
You must do well, then you can live in God's presence.
我们读申命记的时候，你读到一个很清楚的说话。
When we read the book of Deuteronomy, we read these words very clearly.
如果你们是能够将神的 说话系活到出嚟。
If you're able to live out God's commands，
呢个就系你哋嘅义啦。
Then that is your righteousness。
但弟兄姊妹，嗰个结果乃系话，我哋活嚟活去都活唔到呢个要求。
But brothers and sisters, the result is that no matter how hard we try, we just cannot obtain to that requirement.
所以我哋喺神嘅面前，我哋冇义可以摆得出嚟。
Therefore, before God, there is no righteousness which we can hope for.
既然我哋喺神嘅面前唔系义嘅
，Therefore, if we are not righteous before God,
结果就系落喺神嘅审判定罪嘅底下。
The result will be we'll be under condemnation under the judgment of God.
但感谢神
，But thank God,
嚟到新约嘅日子
，As we enter into the new covenant,
神叫我哋睇见，我哋能够进入神嘅国，系神嘅生命工作嘅结果。
God shows us that we're able to enter into the kingdom solely by the result of the working of His life。
因为神嘅儿子舍去咗佢自己嘅生命，就将神恩典嘅门向我哋打开。
Because the Son of God forsook His own life, therefore opening the door of life to us.
这个门既然是打开，我们就都进入天国了。
Now, since this door has been opened, we all enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以本来这个不是问题的问题。
Therefore, I say that's why it should not be a question why that is asked.
但因为在神的儿女中间，对神的话语的认识上面，有一些不是完全的和谐。
But because there are some understanding of the Word of God amongst the children of God that are not very harmonious.
所以就将这个不是问题的问题就造成了问题。
Therefore, this question that ought not to be a question in the first place is, has become an issue.
那个是一个什么问题呢?
What is that question?
那个问题就是说,
the issue is,
进天国的资格。
What is the qualification to enter the kingdom of the heaven?
究竟你怎样才能够进天国呢?
In fact, how are you able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens?
在神的儿女中间就有人就主张话。
Amongst the children of God, some may have this doctrine.
只要你是信主得救的人你就可以进到天国。
As long as you believe in the Lord and you're saved, you can enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
又有另外一班嘅神嘅儿女，佢哋就话
：There are other children of God who say，
净系信主唔能够入天国。
If you only believe in the Lord, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven。
喺你信主之后，你仲必须要去追求。
After you believe, you still must pursue it。
你追求到一个地步。请大家仍然打开马太福音十三章。
We ask everyone to again turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13.
我们要在那处来看很多节圣经了。
There will be many Bible passages we'll be reading from there.
我们首先看的是在我们以前已经多次读过的。
The first passage we'll be reading is one that we have read before.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
凡听见天国道理不明白的那恶者就来把所杀在他心里的夺了去。
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away.
24节。
Verse 24.
耶稣又设个比喻对他们说：天国好像人撒好种在田里。
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
好了，现在我们开手翻去由创世纪第一章开始。
Now let's turn back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1.
又是我们很熟的经文。
This is also a Bible passage we're very familiar with. or Bible passage we often mention.
我们先看由26节开始.
Let us first begin with verse 26.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式做人。 使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象造人，乃是照着他的形象造男造女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟。
And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
第二章,
Chapter 2,
19节,
verse
19. 耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各种各样飞鸟 都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人就怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。And
out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
以赛亚书旧约嘅。In
the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 4.
我们由第二节开始看,
we'll start reading from verse 2.
到那日耶和华发生的苗必华美尊荣，地的出产必为以色列逃脱的人显为荣华。
In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel.
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵，将锡安女子的污秽洗去，又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除净。那时，盛在锡安、留在耶路撒冷的。
And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
耶和华也必在锡安山并各会众以上，使白日有烟云、黑夜有火焰的光，因为在全荣耀之上必有遮蔽，必有停止。白日可以得荫避暑，也可以作为藏身之处，躲避狂风暴雨。
And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense. And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a comfort from storm and from rain. Chapter 11, starting with verse 6.
11章第6节开始。Chapter 1, 11 verse 6. 豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，胖子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊，并肥畜同群。小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧。狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子 必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满全遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, the young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the fatling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
最后我们看以赛亚书的65章。
And then Isaiah chapter 65.
17-25.
Verses 17-25. Starting with verse 17, chapter 65.
看啊，我做新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。你们当因我所做的永远欢喜快乐，因我做耶路撒冷为人所喜，做其中的居民为人所乐。我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐，其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀号的声音，其中必没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有受数不满的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。他们要建造房屋，自己居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。他们建造的别人不得住，他们栽种的别人不得吃。因为我民的日子必像树木的日子，我选民亲手劳力得来的必长久享用。他们必不徒然劳碌，所生产的也不遭灾害，因为都是蒙耶和华赐福的后裔，他们的子孙也是如此。他们尚未求告，我就应允，正说话的时候我就垂听。豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样，尘土必作蛇的食物。在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，这是耶和华说的。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But ye, be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more than an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die an 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, said of the Lord. We'll also turn to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
我们看18-21节。
Verses 18-21.
但神曾藉众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样应验了。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。在这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。天必留他，等到万物 復興的時候，就是神從創世以來藉著眾先知的口所說的。
But those things which God before has shown by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, and your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
最后尾我们看启示录第十一章。
Lastly, we'll read Revelation chapter 11.
我们又看看十五节。
And we'll look at verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王直到永永远远。
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reigneth forever and ever.
虽然隔了成个月，
And even though it has been a month,
相信弟兄姊妹对国度的印象仍然是会有些留低。
I believe that brothers and sisters still do have some remaining impressions about the message of the kingdom.
当我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on earth,
首先是约翰，施浸的约翰去宣告说天国近。
First, it was John the Baptist who proclaimed that the kingdoms of the heavens are near.
然后是主自己亦亲自的宣告说天国近。
And then our Lord himself proclaimed that the kingdom of heavens is near.
但是后来好天国这件事情就静了下来。
Then after that it seems like the message of the kingdom has been silenced.
究竟天国去了哪里呢？
In fact, where did the kingdom of the heavens go?
为什么不继续显明在这个地上呢？
Why is it no longer manifest on earth?
当然中间有很多的经过。
Of course, there are many things that have processed between that.
这一切都是在主的预先宣告的那个内容的里面。
And these are all in the things that our Lord have already proclaimed beforehand.
所以主就在那里去向我们说明。
So then our Lord tells us,
天国并没有停止了。
The kingdom of the heavens did not cease.
不过它显出来的那个形式呢，就从明显的是转入了隐藏。
Yet the form and how the kingdom of the heavens is manifested has changed from being evident to a state where it is hidden.
这个这样的过程也都是在神原来的计划的安排的里面。
Even this process itself also is in the original plan of God.
神藉着起初的天国的宣告，
God according to his first proclamation of the kingdom of the heavens,
他显明经过了两三千年的律法的管理，人仲是没有办法去答应神的要求。
Has been manifested through 2,000-3,000 years by the law, yet man has not yet answered, responded to the requirement of God.
让人的天然的那个本相呢，显露了出来。
It really even more so exposes the nature of man.
如果这个这样的天然的本相是继续在那处去寻找神的国度的显明的话呢，
and if we will continue to use by nature the natural ability to seek after the manifestation of God's kingdom,
有一个结论是已经很清楚的摆出来，
then there will be a very clear result that is already placed forth.
就是说永远都没有条件。
That is that it will forever be not qualified.
永远都没可能。
It will forever be impossible.
如果是这样的话，
if that is the case,
被造的人在地上面他们的前途前途是绝望的。
Then the created man while on earth, their future is hopeless.
是没路再继续行走。
There is no way for them to go ahead.
但感谢神。
But thank God.
神自己的计划的执行是有他自己的阶段性。
The execution of God's own plan has its own stages.
他藉着律法让人去认识自己的本相之后，
By the law, God allowed for man to understand their own nature.
神就开口用恩典来打开那个天国的门。
Then God uses his grace to open the door to the kingdom of heaven.
因此我们的主就叫我们看到 天国是要进入一个隐藏的阶段。
Therefore, the Lord shows us now the kingdom must enter the stage of being hidden.
但这个隐藏不是说将它封闭了。
The stage of being hidden is not to close it off.
而是说它是在一个隐藏的形式的底下去继续的进行。
But merely it is moving forward, but in the stage of being hidden.
这个继续的进行的隐藏的形式那是今日我们所直接指出来就是说教会。
Now the form of the present stage that is hidden, it is plainly speaking the church.
在教会的产生和教会的建造的过程。
As how the church is born and how the church is being built.
我们很喜年看见我们的主做工的方法从律法转向恩典。
Apparently we see on the one hand that God's way of working has shifted from the law into grace.
从人自己的所作转过去属实。神自己的生命
from man's own doing to shift to God's own life,
不再是凭敌人的手所作的去成就天国的实际。
No longer is it through man's ability to, by the working of his hand to enter into the reality of the kingdom of the heavens,
而是依据神儿子的生命来显明天国的那个完成。
But it is solely based on the manifestation of the life of the Son of God into the completion of the kingdom of the heavens.
这个是大体上面我们所曾经看过的关乎天国的事。
Overall, this is in general what we have already shared concerning the matters of the kingdom of the heavens.
我们今天继续要在天国的这个主题的底下是更宽广一点的来去寻求更多的认识。
Now, under the theme of the kingdom of the heavens, we have to seek a little deeper and broader to have our knowledge expanded.
咁天国既然神是转换了用一个生命的恩典的方法来去显明。
Now, since we say God is to manifest the kingdom of the heavens through another way, which is through the grace of life.
咁我哋能够进入天国有什么条件?
Then what is our qualification for us to be able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens?
本来这个不应该是被提出来的问题。
This actually should not even be a question that is raised.
因为既然看到说从前神是要求人要负那个进入天国的责任。
Because if we say before God has man bear the responsibility in order to enter the kingdom,
你要做好你就可以活在神的面前。
You must do well, then you can live in God's presence.
我们读申命记的时候你读到一个很清楚的说话。
When we read the book of Deuteronomy, we read these words very clearly.
如果你们是能够将神的说话是活到出来。
If you're able to live out God's commands,
这个就是你们的义了。
Then that is your righteousness.
但等于那个结果乃是说我们活来活去都活不到这个要求。
But brothers and sisters, the result is that no matter how hard we try, we just cannot obtain to that requirement.
所以我们在神的面前我们没意义可以摆得出来。
Therefore, before God, there is no righteousness which we can hope for.
既然我们在神的面前不是义的。
Therefore, if we are not righteous before God,
结果就是落在神的审判定罪的底下。
The result will be, we will be under condemnation under the judgment of God.
但感谢神。
But thank God,
来到新约的日子。
As we enter into the new covenant,
神叫我们看见我们能够进入神的国是神的生命工作的结果。
God shows us that we're able to enter into the kingdom solely by the result of the working of his life.
因为神的儿子舍去了他自己的生命就将神恩典的门向我们打开。
Because the Son of God forsook his own life, therefore opening the door of life to us.
这个门既然是打开我们就都进入天国了。
Now, since this door has been opened, we all enter into the kingdom of
heaven. 所以本来这个不是问题的问题。
Therefore, I say that's why it should not be a question why that is asked.
但是因为在神的儿女中间对神的话语的认识上面有一些不是完全的和谐。
But because there are some understanding of the word of God amongst the children of God that are not very harmonious.
所以就将这个不是问题的问题就造成了问题。
Therefore, this question that ought not to be a question in the first place has become an issue.
那个是一个什么问题呢?
What is that question?
那个问题就是说,
the issue is,
进天国嘅资格。
What is the qualification to enter the kingdom of the heavens?
究竟你点样才能够进天国呢？
In fact, how are you able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens?
喺神嘅儿女中间就有人就主张话。
Amongst the children of God, some may have this doctrine.
只要你是信主得救的人，你就可以进到天国。
As long as you believe in the Lord and you're saved, you can enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
又有另外一班嘅神嘅儿女，佢哋就话
：There are other children of God who say，
净系信主唔能够入天国。
If you only believe in the Lord, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven。
喺你信主之后，你仲必须要去追求。
After you believe, you still must pursue it。
你追求到一个地步。请大家仍然打开马太福音十三章。
We ask everyone to again turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13.
我们要在那处来看很多节圣经了。
There will be many Bible passages we'll be reading from there.
我们首先看的是在我们以前已经多次读过的。
The first passage we'll be reading is one that we have read before.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来把所杀在他心里的夺了去。
When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away.
24节。
Verse 24.
耶稣又设个比喻对他们说：天国好像人撒好种在田里。
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
好啦，而家我哋开手翻去由创世纪第一章开始。
Now let's turn back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1.
又系我哋好熟嘅经文。
This is also a Bible passage we're very familiar with,
常常提起的经文,
or a Bible passage we often mention.
我们先看由26节开始。
Let us first begin with verse 26.
神说我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式做人，使他们管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟、地上的牲畜和全地，并地上所爬的一切昆虫。神就照着自己的形象做人，乃是照着他的形象做男做女。神就赐福给他们，又对他们说要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，也要管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上各样行动的活物。
And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness.And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
第二章
Chapter 2
19节
Verse 19.
耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各种各样飞鸟都带到那人面前，看他叫什么，那人就怎样叫各样的活物，那就是他的名字。
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
以赛亚书旧约嘅。
In the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
我哋由第二节开始睇。
We'll start reading from verse 2.
到那日，耶和华发生的苗必华美尊荣，地的出产必为以色列逃脱的人显为荣华茂盛。
In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel.
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵，将锡安女子的污秽洗去。又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除净，那时盛在锡安、留在耶路撒冷的，就是一切住耶路撒冷、在生命册上记名的，必称为圣。
And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem.When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
耶和华也必在锡安山并各会众以上，使白日有烟云，黑夜有火焰的光，因为在全荣耀之上必有遮蔽，必有亭子，白日可以得荫避暑。也可以作为藏身之处，躲避狂风暴雨。
And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge and for a covert from storm and from rain.
十一章
Chapter 11
第六节开首
，starting with verse 6。
十一章第六节开首
，chapter 1:11 verse 6。
豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊，并肥畜同群。小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食。牛犊必与小熊同卧，狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子必玩耍在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按手在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识要充满全遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, the young one shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the crocodile den.They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
最后我们看以赛亚书的六十五章
And then Isaiah chapter 65
十七到二十五节
Verses 17 through 25
六十五章十七节开始
Starting with verse 17, chapter 65.
看啊，我做新天新地，从前的事不再被纪念，也不再追想。你们当因我所做的永远欢喜快乐，因我做耶路撒冷为人所喜，做其中的居民为人所乐。我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐，其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀号的声音。其中必没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有寿数不满的老者，因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。他们要建造房屋， 自己居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。他们建造的，别人不得住；他们栽种的，别人不得吃。因为我们的日子必像树木的日子，我选民亲手劳力得来的必长久享用。他们必不徒然劳碌，所生产的也不遭灾害，因为都是蒙耶和华赐福的后裔，他们的子孙也是如此。他们尚未求告，我就应允，正说话的时候我就垂听。豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样，尘土必作蛇的食物。在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人，不害物。这是耶和华说的。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But ye be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die an 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit, they shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, said of the Lord.
我们还要看《使徒行传》第三章。
We'll also turn to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
我们看18至到21节。
Verses 18 through 21.
但神曾藉众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样应验了。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。在这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。主也必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。天必留他，等到万物复兴的时候，就是神从创世以来，藉着众先知的口所说的。
But those things which God before hath shown by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, and your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began.
最后我们看启示录第十一章。
Lastly, we'll read Revelation chapter 11.
我们又看看十五节。
And we'll look at verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说，世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王直到永永远远。
And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reigneth forever and ever.
虽然隔了成个月，
And even though it has been a month,
相信弟兄姊妹对国度的印象仍然是会有些的留低。
I believe that brothers and sisters still do have some remaining impressions about the message of the kingdom.
当我们的主在地上的时候，
When our Lord was on earth,
首先是约翰，施浸的约翰去宣告说天国近。
First, it was John the Baptist who proclaimed that the kingdoms of the heavens are near.
然后是主自己亦亲自的宣告说天国近。
And then our Lord himself proclaimed that the kingdom of heavens is near.
但是后来天国
呢件事情就静咗落嚟。
Then after that, it seems like the message of the kingdom has been silenced.
究竟天国去咗边算呢
？In fact, where did the kingdom of the heavens go?
点解唔继续嘅显明喺呢个地上呢
？Why is it no longer manifest on earth?
啊，当然中间有好多嘅经过。
Of course, there are many things that have processed between that.
呢一切都系喺主嘅预先宣告嘅。嗰個內容嘅裏邊
，and these are all in the things that our Lord have already proclaimed beforehand。
所以主就喺嗰度去向我哋説明。
So then our Lord tells us，
天國並冇停止到
，the kingdom of the heavens did not cease。
不過佢顯出嚟嗰個形式呢，就從明顯嘅係轉入咗隱藏。
Yet the form and how the kingdom of the heaven is manifested has changed from being evident to a state where it is hidden。
呢個咁嘅過程亦都係喺神原來嘅計劃嘅安排嘅裏面。
Even this process itself also is in the original plan of God。
神藉着起初嘅天国嘅宣告
，God according to His first proclamation of the kingdom of the heavens，
佢显明经过咗两三千年嘅律法嘅管理，人仲系冇办法去答应神嘅要求。
Has been manifested through 2,000-3,000 years by the law, yet man has not yet answered, responded to the requirement of God。
让人嘅天然嘅嗰个本相呢，显露咗出嚟。
It really even more so exposes the nature of man。
如果呢个咁嘅天然嘅本相系继续喺嗰处去寻找神嘅国度嘅。
And if we will continue to use by nature the natural ability to seek after the manifestation of God's kingdom,
有一个结论是已经很清楚的摆出来。
Then there will be a very clear result that is already placed forth.
就是说永远都没条件。
That is that it will forever be not qualified.
永远都没可能。
It will forever be impossible.
如果是这样的话
，If that is the case，
被造的人在地上面，他们的前途是绝望的。
Then the created man, while on earth, their future is hopeless，
是没路再继续行走。
There is no way for them to go ahead。
但感谢神
，But thank God，
神自己的计划的执行是有他自己的阶段性。
The execution of God's own plan has its own stages。
佢藉着律法让人去认识自己嘅本相之后
，by the law God allowed for man to understand their own nature。
神就开口用恩典嚟打开嗰个天国嘅门。
Then God uses His grace to open the door to the kingdom of heaven。
因此我哋嘅主就叫我哋睇到天国系要进入一个隐藏。
Therefore, the Lord shows us now the kingdom must enter the stage of being hidden.
呢个隐藏唔系话将佢封闭咗。
The stage of being hidden is not to close it off.
而系话佢系好喺一个隐藏嘅形式嘅底下去继续嘅进行。
But merely it is moving forward, but in the stage of being hidden.
呢个继续嘅进行嘅隐藏嘅形式，那系今日我哋所直接指出嚟就系话教会。
Now the form of the present stage that is hidden.It is, plainly speaking, the church.
在教会的产生和教会的建造的过程
As how the church is born and how the church is being built.
我们很喜年看见我们的主做工的方法从律法转向恩典
Apparently we see on the one hand that God's way of working has shifted from the law into grace.
从人自己的所作转过去属神自己的生命
From man's own doing to shift to God's own life.
不再是凭着人的手所作的去成就天国的实际。
No longer is it through man's ability to, by the working of his hand to enter into the reality of the kingdom of the heavens.
而是依据神儿子的生命来显明天国的那个完成。
But it is solely based on the manifestation of the life of the Son of God into the completion of the kingdom of the heavens.
这个是大体上面我们所曾经看过的关乎天国的事。
Overall, this is in general what we have already shared concerning the matters of the kingdom of the heavens.
我们今天继续要在天国的这个主题的底下是更宽广一点的来去寻求更多的认识。
Now, under the theme of the kingdom of the heavens, we have to seek a little deeper and broader to have our knowledge expanded.
那天国既然神是转换了用一个生命的恩典的方法来去 显明。
Now since we say God is to manifest the kingdom of the heavens through another way, which is through the grace of life.
咁我哋能够进入天国有咩条件？
Then what is our qualification for us to be able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens?
本来呢个唔应该系被提出嚟嘅问题。
This actually should not even be a question that is raised.
因为既然睇到话，从前神系要求人要负嗰个进入天国嘅责任。
Because if we say before God has man bear the responsibility in order to enter the kingdom,
你要做好，你就可以活喺神嘅面前。
You must do well, then you can live in God's presence.
我哋读《申命记》嘅时候，你读到一句好清楚嘅说话。
When we read the book of Deuteronomy, we read these words very clearly.
如果你哋系能够将神嘅说话系活到出嚟
，if you're able to live out God's commands,
呢个就系你哋嘅义啦。
Then that is your righteousness.
但等之后嗰个结果乃系话，我哋活嚟活去都活唔到呢个要求。
But brothers and sisters, the result is that no matter how hard we try, we just cannot obtain to that requirement.
所以我哋喺神嘅面前，我哋冇义可以摆得出嚟。
Therefore, before God, there is no righteousness which we can hope for.
既然我哋喺神嘅面前唔系义嘅
，Therefore, if we are not righteous before God,
结果就系落喺神嘅审判定罪嘅底下。
The result will be we'll be under condemnation under the judgment of God.
但感谢神
，But thank God,
嚟到新约嘅日子
，As we enter into the new covenant,
神叫我哋睇见，我哋能够进入神嘅国，系神嘅生命工作嘅结果。
God shows us that we're able to enter into the kingdom solely by the result of the working of His life.
因为神嘅儿子舍去咗佢自己嘅生命，就将神恩典嘅门向我哋打开。
Because the Son of God forsook His own life, therefore opening the door of life to us.
这个门既然是打开，我们就都进入天国了。
Now, since this door has been opened, we all enter into the kingdom of
heaven. 所以本来这个不是问题的问题。
Therefore, I say that's why it should not be a question why that is asked.
但因为在神的儿女中间，对神的话语的认识上面，有一些不是完全的和谐。
But because there are some understanding of the Word of God amongst the children of God that are not very harmonious.
所以就将这个不是问题的问题就造成了问题。
Therefore, this question that ought not to be a question in the first place is, has become an issue.
那个是一个什么问题呢?
What is that question?
那个问题就是什么?
The issue is,
进天国的资格。
What is the qualification to enter the kingdom of the heavens?
究竟你怎样才能够进天国呢?
In fact, how are you able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens?
在神的儿女中间就有人就主张话。
Amongst the children of God, some may have this doctrine.
只要你是信主得救的人你就可以进到天国。
As long as you believe in the Lord and you're saved, you can enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
又有另外一班嘅神嘅儿女，佢哋就话
：There are other children of God who say，
净系信主唔能够入天国。
If you only believe in the Lord, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven。
喺你信主之后，你仲必须 要去追求。
After you believe, you still must pursue it。
你追求到到一个地步。请大家仍然打开马太福音十三章。
We ask everyone to again turn to the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 13.
我们要在那处来看很多节圣经了。
There will be many Bible passages we'll be reading from there.
我们首先看的是在我们以前已经多次读过的。
The first passage we'll be reading is one that we have read before.
第十九节。
Verse 19.
凡听见天国道理不明白的那恶者就来把所杀在他心里的夺了去。
when anyone heareth the word of the kingdom and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away.
24. Verse 24. 耶稣又设个比喻对他们说, 天国好像, 人撒好种,
Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
好了,
now let's turn back to the beginning in Genesis chapter 1.
又是我们很熟的经文,
this is also a Bible passage we're very familiar with, or a Bible passage we often mention. Let us first begin with verse 26.
神说我们要照着我们的形象,按着我们的样式做人, 使他们管理海里的鱼,空中的鸟,地上的牲畜和全地, 并地上所爬的一切昆虫, 神就照着自己的形象做人, 乃是照着他的形象做男做女, 神就赐福给他们, 又对他们说要生养众多, 遍满地面治理这地, 也要管理海里的鱼, 空中的鸟, 和地上各样行动的活物。
And God said, Let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth.
第二章,
Chapter 2,
19节,
verse 19.
耶和华神用土所造成的野地各样走兽和空中各种各样飞鸟都带到那人面前看他叫什么那人就怎样叫各样的活物那就是他的名字。
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
以赛亚书旧约的,
in the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah,
第四章,
chapter 4,
我们由第二节开始看,
we'll start reading from verse 2.
到那日耶和华发生的苗必华美尊荣，地的出产必为以色列逃脱的人显为荣华茂盛。
In that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious, and the fruit of the earth shall be excellent and comely for them that are escaped of Israel.
主以公义的灵和焚烧的灵将锡安女子的污秽洗去, 又将耶路撒冷中杀人的血除净。那时，剩在锡安留在耶路撒冷的，就是一切住耶路撒冷在生命册上记名的，必称为圣。
And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion, he that remaineth in Jerusalem, shall be called holy, even every one that is written among the living in Jerusalem. When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning.
耶和华也必在锡安山并各会众以上，使白日有烟云，黑夜有火焰的光，因为在全荣耀之上必有遮蔽，必有亭子，白日可以得荫避暑。 也可以作为藏身之处，躲避狂风暴雨。
And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and smoke by day, and the shining of a flaming fire by night, for upon all the glory shall be a defense, and there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, and for a comfort from storm and from rain. Chapter 11, starting with verse 6.
11:6。豺狼必与绵羊羔同居，豹子与山羊羔同卧，少壮狮子与牛犊，并肥畜同群。小孩子要牵引他们，牛必与熊同食，牛犊必与小熊同卧。狮子必吃草与牛一样，吃奶的孩子 必患撒在毁蛇的洞口，断奶的婴儿必按守在毒蛇的穴上，在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人，不害物，因为认识耶和华的知识，要充满全遍地，好像水充满洋海一般。
The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together. And a little child shall lead them, and the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. And the suckling child shall play on the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea.
最后我们看以赛亚书的65章，
and then Isaiah chapter 65:17-25.
你们当因我所造的永远欢喜快乐，因我造耶路撒冷为人所喜，造其中的居民为人所乐。我必因耶路撒冷欢喜，因我的百姓快乐，其中必不再听见哭泣的声音和哀嚎的声音，其中必没有数日夭亡的婴孩，也没有受诉不满的老者。 因为百岁死的仍算孩童，有百岁死的罪人算被咒诅。他们要建造房屋，自己居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。他们建造的，别人不得住；他们栽种的，别人不得吃。因为我民的日子必像树木的日子，我选民亲手劳力得来的，必长久享用。 他们必不徒然劳碌所生产的，也不遭灾害，因为都是蒙耶和华赐福的后裔，他们的子孙也是如此。他们尚未求告我就应允，正说话的时候我就垂听。豺狼必与羊羔同食，狮子必吃草与牛一样，尘土必作蛇的食物，在我圣山的偏处，这一切都不伤人。
For behold, I create new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. There shall be no more than an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not fulfilled his days. For the child shall die and 100 years old, but the sinner, being 100 years old, shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. They shall not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands, they shall not labor in vain, nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and the lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And thus shall be the serpent's meat. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, said of the Lord. We'll also turn to the book of Acts, chapter 3.
18-21。但神曾藉众先知的口预言基督将要受害，就这样应验了。所以你们当悔改归正，使你们的罪得以涂抹。在这样那安舒的日子就必从主面前来到。主又必差遣所预定给你们的基督耶稣降临。
But those things which God before hath shown by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath so fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, and your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Lastly, we'll read Revelation chapter 11. And we'll look at verse 15.
第七位天使吹号，天上就有大声音说：世上的国成了我主和主基督的国，他要作王，直到永永远远。And
the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign it forever and ever.
虽然隔了整个月,
and even though it has been a month,
相信弟兄姊妹对国度的印象仍然是会有些留低。
I believe that brothers and sisters still do have some remaining impressions about the message of the kingdom.
当我们的主在地上的时候,
when our Lord was on earth,
首先是约翰，施浸的约翰去宣告说天国近。
First, it was John the Baptist who proclaimed that the kingdoms of the heavens are near.
然后是主自己亦亲自宣告说天国近。And
then our Lord himself proclaimed that the kingdom of heavens is near.
但是后来天国这件事情就静了下来。Then
after that it seems like the message of the kingdom has been silenced.
究竟天国去了哪里呢?
In fact, where did the kingdom of the heavens go?
为什么不继续显明在这个地上呢?
Why is it no longer manifest on earth?
当然中间有很多的经过。Of
course, there are many things that have processed between that.
这一切都是在主的预先宣告的那个内容的里面。
And these are all in the things that our Lord have already proclaimed beforehand.
所以主就在那里向我们说明。
So then our Lord tells us,
天国并没有停止了,
the kingdom of the heavens did not cease.
不过它显出来的形式呢, 就从明显的是转入了隐藏。
Yet the form and how the kingdom of the heaven is manifested has changed from being evident to a state where it is hidden.
这个过程也都是在神原来的计划的安排的里面。
Even this process itself also is in the original plan of God.
神藉着起初的天国的宣告,
God according to his first proclamation of the kingdom of the heavens,
是显明经过了两三千年的律法的管理，人还是没办法去答应神的要求。
Has been manifested through 2,000-3,000 years by the law, yet man has not yet answered, responded to the requirement of God.
让人的天然的那个本相呢,
it really even more so exposes the nature of man.
如果这个天然的本相是继续在那时去寻找神的国度的 显明的话呢,
and if we will continue to use by nature the natural ability to seek after the manifestation of God's kingdom,
有一个结论是已经很清楚地摆出来,
then there will be a very clear result that is already placed forth.
就是说永远都没有条件,
that is that it will forever be not qualified.
永远都没有可能,
it will forever be impossible.
如果是这样的话,
if that is the case,
被造的人在地上面他们的前途, 前途是絕望的,
then the created man while on earth, their future is hopeless.
是没有路再继续行走,
there is no way for them to go ahead.
但感谢神,
but thank God,
神自己的计划的执行是有他自己的阶段性,
the execution of God's own plan has its own stages.
他藉着律法让人去认识自己的本相之后,
by the law, God allowed for man to understand their own nature.
神就开始用恩典来打开那个天国的门,
then God uses his grace to open the door to the kingdom of heaven.
因此我们的主就叫我们看到天国是要进入一个隐藏,
therefore, the Lord shows us now the kingdom must enter the stage of being hidden. This stage of being hidden is not to close it off, but merely it is moving forward, but in the stage of being hidden. Now, the form of the present stage that is hidden, it is, plainly speaking, the church. As how the church is born and how the church is being built, apparently we see on the one hand that God's way of working has shifted from the law into grace. From man's own doing to shift to God's own life. No longer is it through man's ability to, by the working of his hand to enter into the reality of the kingdom of the heavens, but it is solely based on the manifestation of the life of the Son of God into the completion of the kingdom of the heavens. Overall, this is in general what we have already shared concerning the matters of the kingdom of the heavens. Now, under the theme of the kingdom of the heavens, we have to seek a little deeper and broader to have our knowledge expanded.
那天国既然神转换了用一个生命的恩典的方法来去显明,
now since we say God is to manifest the kingdom of the heavens through another way, which is through the grace of life,
那我们能够进入天国,
then what is our qualification for us to be able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens? This actually should not even be a question that is raised. Because if we say before God has man bear the responsibility in order to enter the kingdom,
你要做好,
you must do well, then you can live in God's presence.
我们读新命记的时候,
when we read the book of Deuteronomy, we read these words very clearly.
如果你们是能够将神的说话是活出来,
if you're able to live out God's commands,
这个就是你们的义,
then that is your righteousness.
但等于那个结果乃是说, 我们活来活去都活不到这个要求,
but brothers and sisters, the result is that no matter how hard we try, we just cannot obtain to that requirement.
所以我们在神的面前, 我们没有义可以摆得出来,
therefore before God there is no righteousness which we can hope for.
既然我们在神的面前不是义的,
therefore if we are not righteous before God,
结果就是落在神的审判定罪的底下,
the result will be we will be under condemnation under the judgment of God.
但感谢神,
but thank God,
来到新约的日子,
as we enter into the new covenant,
神叫我们看见我们能够进入神的国是神的生命 工作嘅结果。
God shows us that we're able to enter into the kingdom solely by the result of the working of His life.
因为神嘅儿子舍去咗佢自己嘅生命，就将神恩典嘅门向我哋打开。
Because the Son of God forsook His own life, therefore opening the door of life to us.
你门既然系打开，我哋就都进入天国。
Now, since this door has been opened, we all enter into the kingdom of heaven.
所以本来呢个唔系问题嘅问题。
Therefore, I say that's why it should not be a question why that is asked.
但系因为喺神嘅儿女中间，对神嘅话语嘅认识上边有一啲嘅唔系完全嘅和谐。
But because there are some understanding of the Word of God amongst the children of God that are not very harmonious.
所以就将这个不是问题的问题就造成了问题。
Therefore, this question that ought not to be a question in the first place has become an issue.
那个是一个什么问题呢?
What is that question?
那个问题就是说,
the issue is,
进天国的资格。
What is the qualification to enter the kingdom of the heavens?
究竟你怎样才能够进天国呢?
In fact, how are you able to enter into the kingdom of the heavens?
在神的儿女中间就有人就主张话。
Amongst the children of God, some may have this doctrine.
只要你是信主得救的人你就可以进到天国。
As long as you believe in the Lord and you're saved, you can enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
又有另外一班嘅神嘅儿女，佢哋就话
：There are other children of God who say，
净系信主唔能够入天国。
If you only believe in the Lord, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven。
喺你信主之后，你仲必须要去追求。
After you believe, you still must pursue it。
你追求到一个地步。